Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Molly Smith, Artistic Director, Arena Stage, and also the director of Catch Me If You Can.
All right, so you're directing this one. A lot of times we talk to you, as sort of a, a figurehead of Arena, but nice when we get to talk to you when you've directed it too. So we're talking the new high-flying musical comedy, Catch Me If You Can, running March 4th through April 17th. So remind us the basic premise. If people saw maybe the movie or whatever, maybe even the musical, tell them what it's about.
This is about a young man who is able to con anybody into anything. He runs away from home at the age of 17. He ends up being an airplane pilot. He ends up being a doctor. He ends up being a lawyer during, I think it's like a 3 or 4 year period of time. And by the way, he also ends up writing checks for at least $2.5 million. And this is a true story about Frank Abagnale. It was made into a film by DreamWorks with Leonardo DiCaprio in the lead role of Frank Jr. And Mark Shaiman, Scott Whitman, and Terrence McNally made it into a musical about a decade ago.
Exactly. Now, do you remember before we move off the movie, do you remember watching? It was a Steven Spielberg movie, as you mentioned, DiCaprio, and then Tom Hanks is trying to catch him. Do you remember watching that in the theaters when it first came out, or did you have to double back and do, research and prep for this?
Well, I did see it then, and I actually haven't looked at it again since I started working on the musical because I just thought I'm just going to focus with what's on the page.
Yeah, you don't want to be influenced by the movie version for sure.
Not too influenced. But here's the really fascinating part of this project. Early on, I reached back to the original creative team of Shaiman, Whitman, and Tom Curtehay. Because Terrence McNally died almost 2 years ago. And I asked them if they would be interested in re-looking at the book, re-looking at the different versions of the book, and anything in their trunk that they would be interested in hearing in this production. And myself and the senior dramaturg here, Jocelyn Clark, then were given from Tom Curtehay, who is the widower of Terrence McNally, a never before produced version of the book by Terrence McNally.
Now, explain, what do you mean by a never produced version of it? They were reworking what was a version
He,
after the first one was published?
yep, he had he well, he had rewritten it. It wasn't produced. A different version was produced on Broadway. So no one has ever experienced this. So here we are 2 years after his death, and we have the opportunity to hear him once again. See, what I really wanted to do on this project was to focus it thematically on the idea that this is about relationships between fathers and sons, both real and created. And in order to do that, we needed to actually take the book and focus it down, which Terrence had already done in this version. But then Jocelyn and I went back to four other versions of the script because scripts don't just come out as, oh, here's the only one. There are usually many, many different versions of it, and pull some language from some of the other extant scripts. Plus, we removed three songs that were in the Broadway version and added two songs that haven't been heard in the Broadway version before.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's a perfect segue. Let's talk about those dynamic musical numbers. What are first tell remind me some of the standout numbers from the Broadway version, and then we can go into the two new ones you added.
Oh, well, there are great versions like Jet Set. Live in Living Color. There's another one that's really fun that happens with Hanratty, who is The detective, boy, I'm spacing out with all the names of the music.
What do we got? Don't Break the Rules and Doctor's Orders and.
Yeah, Doctor's Orders is a great number as well. Don't Break the Rules is all about Hanratty, which is totally fun. And then the new ones that we've put in are 50 Checks, which is a whole song for the father, Frank Sr., who has this desire and dream to basically take over the world financially in a lot of ways. He wants to find a way to be able to make more and more and more money. And he infuses that desire in his own kid, even though he can't do it. So 50 Checks is all about how to make a lot of money in the world and how to do it through nefarious means if you need to. So that's a song that wasn't in the Broadway version that we now have in this version as well. And then another song is Here I Am to Save the Day, which is the Detective Hanratty's song, because he ends up being a created father, right? He ends up following this kid for like 3 years and ends up being a surrogate father to him. And so his one of his big numbers is Here I Am to Save the Day. And he thinks of himself as a wild and crazy superstar and superhero, much as Frank Jr. Thinks about himself.
Nice. Well, it sounds like two new good additions to the songbook there. If you caught the Broadway version, then more reason to come see this because there's some new stuff going on. All right, cool. Well, so that's the music by Shaman and Whitman. But tell me about how you as the director, and then, you know, of course we got Parker Essie choreographing and, you know, the whole set team design and costumes, all that stuff. Tell me how you all visualize it for the stage. Like, what do we see visually?
Well, in working with the set designer, Alexander Dodge, we talked about the frame of the piece is very much about a game show. So that Frank Jr. creates his own game show about the gaming that he is going to do in the world. So you go back to the 60s with Truth or Consequences or What's My Line, right? And so the look of it is very much game show. And a lot of the scenes feel like they're game shows as well. So visually they become enhanced in terms of color and look and design. And we went back to some Bauma illustrations that were almost pulp fiction that were done in the 60s for book jackets for our influence within this. And And Alejo Vieta, who's our costume designer, has come up with some absolutely wild costumes. And it's a very tantalizing piece because it's charming, it's funny, it's dark and deep in places. And it also is the story of this kid who goes out to take and steal and write checks for a whole boatload of money so he can go out and meet girls. So that's part of what he wants to do. He wants to kind of take on the mantle of his father and go out and do that. So the show has a very fun feel to it. And the way in which we're doing it, every single one of the actors on the stage is a con in one way or another, just like Frank Jr. is, because I think we're in the time of cons, and we also are in the time of cons who get caught. And so that's going to be an underlying theme on it as well. Parker Essie is going to be really focused on Jack Cole jazz and the jazz dancers, pioneers who followed that. It's a love letter to the 60s with a modern sensibility. And of course, Parker Essie all of his work is imbued with this athleticism, and he's a great storyteller on stage. Laura Berquist, who's a musical direction, she's really working with the band. So it's a mixture of big band and jazz, mixed with gospel and R&B. So the sound of it is really cool as well. So it's a musical that's bursting with energy. And we will be introducing Christian Thompson, who's just coming off Ain't Too Proud on Broadway, who will be playing Frank Jr.
Okay, so Frank Jr. will be played by Christian Thompson, you said, the rising Broadway star. And then who will be, that was the DiCaprio role. Who plays the Tom Hanks role? Or additional in the rest of the cast too?
Yeah, Nehal Josie is playing Detective Hanratty, and audiences may remember him from Disgraced in Oklahoma. And Jeff McCarthy is playing the father. And again, audiences here would remember him from Oliver. He played Fagin in that. We also have Stephanie Pope, who's a brilliant Fosse dancer and a wonderful artist, and Haley Podshin, who's playing the role of Brenda. And then we have another 12 people who are in the project as well.
Well, it's sort of fitting that, you know, the former Fagin from Oliver will be in this show because, you know, you got to pick a pocket or two if you're a con man.
Well, you know, that's interesting. Yeah, because the father's charm and manipulation and ability to be able to talk anybody into anything is passed off to his son. And that's what we see him play out in his life. I mean, the amazing thing about this character is, first of all, it's true. Second of all, we know that he becomes a lawyer when he's like in his 20s. And at one point, Hanratty, the detective, says to him, "How the hell did you become a lawyer?" And he said, "I took the bar test." And he said, "And you passed?" And he said, "Yeah." So he was just able to scam everybody and everything. I mean, you think of how many people take the bar test after having gone to law school for years, and then they flunk it. And this kid just takes it and passes. It shows you the kind of mind he has.
Wow. Well, come see the scam yourself at Arena Stage. The Catch Me If You Can is going to be at the Fitch Handler stage there from March 4th to April 17th. So get your tickets now. Molly, thank you so much for doing this.
Great. Thank you for a great interview.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.